what would you carry milk in? Say you use milk in Colorado.
Well, you call that in a pail. In a bucket, they call it a slop bucket.
What do you use to fry eggs with?
Skillet.
And what's it made of?
Cast iron.
Okay, what would you call something that was big and black and heavy that you out in the backyard that you might use for heating up the water?
Wash pot.
What would you call a container that you plant some sort of flower in to keep in the house? Or somebody, if you brought your wife a bouquet of flowers, what would she put
in? In the vase.
And can you name for me the eating utensils that you would set in each plate or place set?
Well, the plates, knives and forks, spoon, cups, saucer.
If the dishes are all dirty, you say it's almost supper time. Before we can have supper, we have to clean some dishes. I must
wash the dishes.
After your wife washes the dishes, then what would she do with them in clear water?
Well, I rinse them and then dry them.
What do you call a cloth or a rag that you use to line the dishes?
Drying rag.
What do you call a small square terry cloth that you would use to bathe your face with?
Washcloth.
And after bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
On a towel.
What do you turn on the water pipe of the kitchen sink?
Faucet.
Okay, if it was so cold last night that the water pipes, what would the water pipes do if it was so cold last night?
It'd freeze.
Okay, and if after they froze, they might?
Burst.
People used to buy flour in a how did they used to buy flour? When they went to the store, how would they get their flour a long time ago?
We'd buy it in 40-pound bags.
What did molasses come in when you used to buy it in a very in large quantity?
In the barrel. Use a funnel.
What do you use to urge your horses to go faster when you're riding in a buggy?
Well, it had a buggy whip.
If you bought food at the store, the grocer might put them in a
basket.
How was a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged? About 50 pounds or so. We'd buy 50 pounds of sugar. How might it be packaged?
You mean now? Well, it used to come in 100-pound bags.
What do you call that bag or sack potatoes are shipped in? Or what about feed and seed and whatever?
In a bowl-out bag.
What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to the ground?
Count it by the bushel.
What about the amount of wood you might carry?
Well, you can call that by the cord.
When the light burns out in the electric lamp, you have to put in a new
bulb.
When you carry the washing out to hang it up on the line, you carry it in a